I'll get the rent money.
How did you know what we wanted?
Listen, there's just one thing that'll put a smile like that on Fred's face.
Now, Fred, this is my big day. I get to hold some money for a few minutes.
Oh.
That's long enough.
Any word?
Not yet.
Wonder why?
Who knows?
How's he?
Just awful.
No kidding.
Getting worse.
What are you talking, shorthand?
Attention, I was asking her if Ricky had heard from Hollywood about his screen test.
Oh, that's right. Any word?
Not yet.
Wonder why?
Don't know.
Too bad. Ah, you got me doing it.
You know, that talent scout made a big fat mistake.
Mr. Benjamin, what'd he do?
Oh, he told Ricky that he'd hear from Hollywood in a couple of weeks. It's been more than 2 weeks now, and Ricky's absolutely frantic.
Yeah, that wasn't so smart.
Ricky's got nothing to worry about. He's a cinch to get that contract.
I wish he was as sure of that as you are.
You'll see. Well, I gotta go and put this away.
See you later, honey.
Okay, dear.
Where do you think you're going?
Oh, I forgot.
What was that all about?
Oh, he's going to put the money in his secret hiding place.
Do you mean to tell me he hides that money someplace and doesn't tell you where it is?
That's right.
Why, I should think that would drive you crazy.
It used to, but confidentially, one day I took the whole house apart and finally found the secret hiding place.
Good girl. How long have you known?
24 years. Gee, I'm sorry Ricky's so upset about not hearing from Hollywood.
Yeah, we were talking about it last night. He says this whole thing has him on pins and needles.
Oh.
And you should see the way he is about that telephone. He even takes it to bed with him.
No kidding.
Yeah. Breakfast is ready, dear.
Lucy?
Yeah? Oh. I'm sorry, dear.
Hi, Ricky.
Good morning, dear. Well, here's the morning paper.
Hello, hello, hello.
Honey. The rest you'll have to do yourself.
I'm not hungry.
Oh, come on, now you have to eat something. You didn't eat any dinner last night.
I can't help it. I can't eat until I find out about this thing. Hello? No, she's not here.
Who's not here?
You.
Who was that?
Carolyn Appleby.
No wonder I haven't been getting any calls for a couple of days. Have you been telling everybody I wasn't here?
I gotta keep this line open.
How about that? I've been cut off from the world.
Oh, hi, Ethel.
Hi, Rick. Here's your mail.
Oh!
Nothing from Hollywood. What's the matter? Don't you trust me?
I trust you. You think they'll let me know? I've been waiting over 2 weeks now.
What are you kicking about? I've been waiting to hear from Hollywood for 30 years. Where's your mail, Lucy?
Oh, is there anything for...
Nope. He's in bad shape.
And getting worse all the time.
The poor thing's about to explode.
Well, he just can't go on like this. We're going to have to do something to get his mind off it.
What?
Well, why don't we go in there and just sort of be gay, you know, tell him funny stories, make him laugh?
It won't work.
It might. It's worth a try.
Come on. Let's
all right.
Hi, Ricky.
Hi, Rick, old pal. What's new?
Hi, Ricky.
Did I tell you the funny thing I heard on television the other night?
No, what was it?
Well, this fellow was big game hunting in Africa, and he shot an elephant in his pajamas. And this dumb girl said, well, how in the world did an elephant ever get into your pajamas?
That's kind of funny, Rick.
Please, not on an empty stomach.
Well, I heard a funny one last night, Rick. A comic on television, he was given a weather report, and he said, tomorrow, muggy, followed by toogie, weggie, thurgy, fraggy, and saggy.
What a funny, Ricky!
You think he's out of order?
He didn't even hear you.
I heard in muggy, toggy, saggy, faggy. Very funny.
Well, how about this one? There was a fella, see, a traveling salesman. And he comes up to this farmhouse.
Fred.
Well, it was the only one I could think of.
Did you ever see my imitation of a Pekingese?
A Pekingese?
Yeah. Oh. Do I see it?
Yeah. Let me see.
Okay.
You know, it always makes me feel good when I'm down in the dump.
No.
What?
A community sing.
That's a swell idea.
Good old community sing?
Yeah.
Okay. What do we sing?
How about When You're Smiling?
Good.
All right. Oh, when you're smiling. When you're smiling. The whole world smiles at you.
Everybody sing.
Oh, when you're happy. Oh, when you're happy. The sun keeps shining through. And when you're crying. The
Ricky, why don't you do something? Why don't you go someplace? Why don't you get down to rehearsal?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to...
Well, look, I promise I'll call you the minute I hear anything, huh?
Word of honor?
Word of honor. Now, go on. Go on. Scat. Scat.
Fine. Oh. I'll be sure you call me. Now, how can you come in when you don't even have the phone here?
Are you going to skip your number?
No, no, we'll do on my number.
But it's such a bright number, you feel so lousy.
Never mind the way I feel. Just play the music, I'll sing the song.
Here, there's a very lively atmosphere. Everybody's going there this year. And there's a reason. The season never closes there. Love and music you'll find everywhere. People always having fun down there. So come along. I'm on my way to Cuba. That's where I'm going. Like that. the fellows, Panatella. Cuba, where he's so happy. Cuba, where all is gay. Why don't you plan a wonderful trip to Havana? Hop on a ship and I'll see you in CUBA.
Babysitting until she gets back from the beauty parlor. Okay, I'll leave a message that you called. Goodbye. Hello? No, she's not home. No, nothing's wrong, dear. It's just that Ricky hasn't let her use the phone for a few days. He's expecting an important call. Lucy's quite a talker, you know, especially when she gets wound up with one of her Gabby friends like Carolyn. I'll leave a message you called, Marge. Oh, Carolyn! Oh, well, I'll leave a message that you called, Carolyn, dear.
Ethel, aren't we ever going to have lunch?
Just a little after 12.
But we always eat at 12, and my stomach's growling.
Well, tell your stomach lunch is going to be a little late today.
Did you hear that, Charlie?
Oh, now, Fred, I'm babysitting. I can't leave till Lucy gets back. And, brother, I hope it's soon. I'm getting writer's cramp. All those people that Ricky hung up on finally got through. Look at the messages. Isn't it a shame? One of these isn't from Hollywood.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Wait a ding-dong minute. Give me that pad.
What are you going to do?
Just watch the old mastermind.
What are you doing?
There.
Hollywood called. You got the job.
What do you think?
I think the old master has lost his mind.
Don't you get it? We'll leave it for Lucy. She'll call Ricky, tells him the good news. He stops worrying and everything is rosy.
Especially your nose after he hits you.
He's going to get the job. He's a cinch. And when the real news comes, he'll thank us for saving him all these hours of worry.
Well, supposing he doesn't get the job.
But he will.
Well, supposing he doesn't.
Oh, well, anyway, he's been a moving picture star for 2 or 3 days, and that's something.
No.
Oh, Ethel, give me one good reason.
Well, first of all, it sounds like one of Lucy's ideas. And second...
Hold it. That's enough for me.
Look, why don't you go on over and fix yourself a couple of sandwiches? That'll tide you over till lunch.
You're the cook in our family, and I'm going to wait for you.
Okay. Hello? Hi, Sue. No, she isn't here. Okay. What's your number? Oh, just a minute. Hi. What's that number? Circle 72099. Oh, wait a minute. Here she is. Oh, boy, am I glad you're back. This phone's been ringing off the hook. You've got 1,000 messages.
Who's this?
Sue. Oh, thanks. I'll see you later. I gotta go fix Fatso some lunch.
Okay. Thanks, Ethel. Hi, Sue. Oh, yeah, I know. Isn't it awful? Ricky wouldn't let me talk on the phone.
Well, he's at rehearsal now. We got time for a nice long chat.
Oh, really? Tell me all about it.
Uh-huh. No kidding. Oh, for heaven's sake.
Really? Oh!
Uh-huh. I don't believe it. Huh? Yeah. Oh.
Oh, Sue! Sue, you have to call me back. Ethel! Fred!
Oh, Ricky.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Oh, how wonderful. Oh, oh, this is wonderful. Ricky, Hollywood called and you got the job. Oh, isn't it wonderful, honey? I love you. Mm-hmm. What, dear?
Well, who is this?
Oh, well, Marco, be sure and give him the message as soon as he comes in. It's very important. Have him call me, huh? Well, you remember Mr. Benjamin, the talent scout? Yeah, well, the whole thing happened when Mr. Benjamin arrived here.
Honestly, of all the dumb ideas, wanting to leave a phony message.
All right, all right. How about a little less gab and a little more grub?
In the first place, it's terribly cruel. And in the second place...
In the second place, why don't you keep quiet in the first place?
Okay. Here you are. Now, I don't trust you. Give me that message.
I haven't got it.
Give me that message. I want to tear it up before someone sees it by mistake.
But I don't have it. I gave it to you.
You did... Oh, that's right. And then I... Oh, no! Oh, I must have left it by the telephone. Come on!
No, you go ahead. I want to eat my lunch.
I want you to be with me in case she's already seen it. Then you can help me explain. Come on!
Patience, Charlie. Patience.
Yeah. Well, you be sure and have him call me, huh, Marco? It's very important. Bye. Oh, boy! Isn't that wonderful? Oh!
Lucy?
Oh! Are you the sly one, Ethelmert? Oh, what a sense of humor, letting me find this message all by myself. Oh, honey, isn't it wonderful? Hollywood, Hollywood. Oh, we're going to have a great big house, and we're going to give great big parties, and we're going to invite lots of movie stars, and we're going to have a big splashy swimming pool, and there I am in my mink bathing suit up on top of the high diving board.
Lucy, don't dive in.
Huh?
There's no water in the pool.
In fact, there's no pool.
What are you talking about?
Well, you tell her, Fred.
Ethel, what's the matter?
Fred wrote that note.
Oh, did Fred answer the phone?
No. Lucy, there was no call from Hollywood.
What?
It was just an idea I had. I thought if we gave Ricky some kind of a phony message that he'd stop worrying, and then when the real message came...
Oh, no!
I told him it was a lousy idea. I took the note and I was going to tear it up. And by mistake, I left it by the telephone. Can you ever forgive us?
No.
Now, listen, it could have been worse. You might have called Ricky.
Yes.
Ricky! Ricky!
No, I didn't.
Oh, I did. He wasn't in, but I told Marco to give him the message. Oh, no. Marco, remember what I told you about Hollywood a few minutes ago? Well, listen, what? Oh, well, Mr. Green, well, where is everybody? He did? Oh. Oh, no, thanks. Thanks. Yeah, we're very happy about it. Yeah, goodbye. What happened? Ricky's taking the whole band over to Lindy's to celebrate.
This is awful.
You bet it's awful. And it's all your fault. How could you do such a stupid thing as write that?
Now, don't try to pin it onto me. It was Ethel's fault. She left it here.
It is not my fault.
No, Fred, it's your fault. How could you do that?
I didn't know what I was doing. I was half crazed with hunger.
It was your fault.
Oh, never mind, Ethel. Doesn't matter whose fault it is. It's done. Now, the important thing is which one of you is going to tell Rick.
Come on, Fred. I'll fix you some more lunch.
All right.
Oh, no, you don't. You're going to stay right here and face the music.
Not me.
Why not? You did it.
Okay. Tell him I did it. First, you'll have to find me.
Me, too.
Wait a minute. How come I get left holding the bag? I didn't do anything.
Well, that's life. Come on.
All right, I'll tell him. Really? If you'll stay here and give me moral support.
Okay.
Of course, when I tell him, I'll be holding little Ricky. He wouldn't dare hit a woman with a baby in her arms.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I'll just say, Ricky, it's all a mistake, dear. You didn't really get any call from Hollywood. Fred wrote the note, and Ethel accidentally left it here. And I innocently called
him. Now, wait a minute. I'll stay on one condition.
What's that?
When you come to Fred wrote the note, you hand me the baby.
And then when you get to the part, Ethel accidentally left it by the phone,
yeah,
and you
never
hand...
mind. Never mind. Just forget all about the baby. Now, look, crazy things like this happen. Ricky's just going to have to accept it. Now, the three of us are going to stay right here and tell him exactly what happened. Okay?
All right.
All right, sit down. Now, look, there's nothing to worry about. We're just going to tell him the truth. Just sit
Sit back and relax. Sit back and relax. What's keeping him?
Maybe he hopped a plane to Hollywood?
No. Now listen, when he does come in, try to act natural. Don't act as though something terrible has happened.
Oh, no, we won't. We'll be...
Why is he ringing the bell?
Maybe it isn't Ricky.
Oh, you're right, you're right.
Hello, baby! Well, we finally made it. We're gonna take Hollywood by storm. California, here I come. How do you like it, huh? Isn't this the most? Huh?
Yeah. Ricky?
Yes?
We three have something to say to you.
Yes?
I really don't know how to say it.
Well, I'll say it for you. I know what you want, and the answer is yes. You three want to organize my first fan club. The Ricky Ricardo fan club number one. Yes? You may have the charter.
Well, how about that? We got the charter.
Well, I guess there's only one thing to do.
What's that?
I'm gonna get my autograph book.
Oh, me too. excuse me, Star. Where are you going?
To get my autograph book. I left it in Indiana.
You can't leave now. We have to tell him.
I can't tell him. He looks just like Buddy Rogers.
Now listen, either we all march in there together and tell him the truth, or I'm going to tell him that you wrote the note and that you left it there purposely.
Oh!
Now, do we march?
Yes?
We three have some... Now, we're going in there again, and this time you're going to march in front of me. Now, march! Forward, march!
Just the beginning. Wait till I get to Hollywood. I'm gonna make that Crosby look like a bum.
Ricky, I can't stand anymore.
Well, what's the matter, honey? What can you stand?
About that message I left for you at the club.
Oh, yes, darling. I should apologize for that. I meant to call you, but, well, I got carried away. After I talked to Mr. Benjamin, I took all the boys down to Linda's to celebrate.
Yeah, well, that's just it. Mr. Benjamin? You talked to Mr. Benjamin?
Yeah, he wanted me to ask you something. He had only gotten the wire 20 minutes before. How did you know?
Well,
Have you got a friend at the telegraph office?
Good! Yeah! I got a friend at the telegraph office, yeah! Yeah! Well, we really did hear from Hollywood today. We heard from Hollywood! Get up!
We'll be right back. I Love Lucy is a Desi Lou production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.